Star 94.1, and we welcome JJ Harrison, Youthful Praise. JJ, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, AJ?
Hey, I am doing fine. Tell us about your project, and tell us about Praise Music.
Well, you know, we have our album out, is Youthful Praise Live, the Praise the Worship. It's just an album of, you know, a lot of praise and worship songs. Of course, you know, there's those traditional YP songs that people have grown to love. And, you know, it's just a album that's from our hearts. And then Praise Music as a whole is just your way of giving God glory through song. So I thank God that he's given us the opportunity to put out an album that has praise music on it that people are able to sing and praise God through.
I see that Incredible God is making some noise.
Well, yeah, that song has done very well. It was written by a young man named Dion Kipping from Bridgeport and myself. You know, kind of got together and came up with the song. And it was just simply saying an incredible God deserves an incredible praise. And I think that that's why it's doing so well. It's not a, you know, it's not a extreme. The song is just very simple. The message is that it's all about God. It's not about us. And because of that, God's given glory. He's getting glory through it, and people are enjoying it.
How did You Are So Awesome do?
Well, You Are So Awesome, that's one of my favorite songs on the album. Of course, you know, I wrote that one, and Dion, he helped me out with that one as well. He wrote most of Incredible. I wrote most of You Are So Awesome. It's just simply another praise song, upbeat. You know, when we go out, we just have such a great time singing it. You know, it's all about giving adoration and glory to God, and people enjoy that one as well. A lot of praise teams I've heard have done that, so, you know, we're enjoying that song.
JJ, what does it take to be a good member of a praise team or to lead a praise team?
Well, I think the first thing you need to have is humility. You know, if you can't come in front of people or get in front of people trying to get glory for yourself, that's not what praise and worship is about. Praise and worship is about giving all the glory to God. So I think having a humble spirit, you know, you do have to be able to sing a little bit, but it's more so about being able to lead people into the presence of God. And you can't lead people to anywhere you haven't been yourself. So you have to spend daily time with God. You have to, you know, have a relationship with him, and then you can lead people into that, to the presence that you've already been to and you constantly go to every day.
Tell us about your stellar experience.
Oh, it was such a great opportunity for us. You know, it was the first time we sang on the Stellar Awards as Youthful Praise. You know, we backed up other people. We backed up Destiny's Child. We backed up Shirley Caesar. But this was our first time singing on our own. And again, we got to sing one of our songs, of course, the song Incredible God, Incredible Praise. It was such a great honor for us, and we're hoping that there are many more times to come.
Is it hard coming from Bridgeport, Connecticut, when you travel south or when you travel west, is it hard to get your message over to your audience?
Well, you know, we're very fortunate. It seems as if most of the places we're going to, people are at least familiar with us and familiar with our music. And honestly, wherever we go, the people are singing the songs with us. So the message has already been given. It's now we're sharing in it together. So it's even easy. If the days have passed, fortunately, that people don't know who we are, and it used to be much harder for us then to tell people who we were, and deliver our message to them. Now it's like we're delivering the message to each other. We're enjoying it. They're enjoying it. It's a great blessing from God.
We're talking to JJ Harrison, Youthful Praise. How would you categorize your music, if you were to categorize it?
Someone named Cheryl Jackson, she categorized it as urban praise and worship. I like that. It's not, it's not traditional. It's not contemporary. It's just our adoration to God in our own way. It's urban praise and worship. It's our little spin on it, because, worship does not have to be a slow song. Praise does not have to be a fast song. It's all about your mentality about the song. So it's all praise and worship, and we thank God that, people are receiving it well.
Awesome God. When you did that, did you think Awesome God would do what it did?
Oh, none of us did. That song we recorded in 1999, we had been singing it way before that, but because we heard church choirs singing it and college choirs singing it, we decided to record it on our own. But we never in our wildest dreams would have thought that the people would receive it the way they did, because it was something that we just sang at our church on Sunday mornings. We didn't think so many other people would enjoy it, so we really thank God. We're still humbled by, the favor he's given us because of that song and all the other songs that we recorded.
Would you say that is Youthful Praise's signature song?
You know, I would have said that before. Now it's kind of changed because so many people, we have a whole new audience because of the song Incredible God, Incredible Praise.
Okay.
So, you know, it's really a mixture of the two. I think that was the song that introduced us to, you know, the gospel music industry and to many of the churches at large in the country. But even now, we have a newer audience because of the new song, and we're hoping that with the next album, there'll be even more people that will know who we are. We praise God for every opportunity God's given us.
Are you guys already working on the next album?
Yeah, we're actually recording in Baltimore, Maryland, April 14th. So we're getting all our songs together now, and we're saying, okay, we think this is the one. But you just never know what God has his hand on, because we didn't really think the Incredible God would be the song that it was. So we're just going to see what God has for us.
Well, you mentioned Baltimore, Maryland. Do you have any affiliation with Jonathan Nelson?
Oh, that's my good friend and brother. He actually has a song on the album we have out now. The song Shift His Place was written by Jonathan Nelson, and we actually, you know, exhorted the song together. So he's a good friend of ours, and, you know, he's going to be a part of the new album as well.
Where is gospel music going now? Because I see folks like Jonathan Nelson, Ty Tribute, yourself. You guys, I mean, awesome young ministries. And the future of gospel music looks great. What do you think about it?
I think that the gospel music industry has changed so much. It used to be about, you know, who could sing the best, you know, who could dance the best, who dressed the best. And I'd say over the last four to five years, everything has changed. It's more about who has a relationship with God, who people can look up to, who's living what they're singing. And I thank God that I'm praying that I'm one of the ones who's able to be an example to younger people, younger artists, and that, you know, the industry will continue along the trend that's going on now.
And finally, where would you like to see Youthful Praise 5 years from now?
I just pray that we're even deeper in ministry, that, you know, we're able to go overseas and, you know, just minister to different cultures, to different people. I don't want us to just be a good singing choir. It's much deeper than that. We want to see people saved. We want to do crusades. We want to just come to Christ through our ministry. I'm praying that in the next 5 years, that's the direction we'll be going in.
Our guest, J.J. Harrison, Youthful Praise. We thank you, J.J., for spending some time with us. And may God continue to bless you, your choir, your ministry, and can't wait for that new project.
Thank you so much.
J.J. Harrison on Star 94.1.